This whole theory that you can have men being ministers without being pastors, that arose from the church growth movement. To our shame, Concordia Publishing House actually published way back when a book called Every Man a Minister, and it was a complete confusion of the priesthood of all believers and the office of the holy ministry. No, everyone is not a minister. You are baptized a Christian, you become a minister or a pastor. And I'm using that word minister here to refer to the office of the holy ministry, the pastor. So we had to fight through that nonsense. And this is not a matter of turf. This is not a matter of, well, the pastors are special. We're better, you know, we're the most qualified Christians. Nobody's qualified to be a pastor. You are gifted with that office. You are made qualified by the hard work that you go through preparing yourself, that the church offers you an opportunity. And finally, you are qualified by God the Holy Spirit, who calls you into the office. No one becomes a pastor until they're called. So the bottom line is, we don't let bankers bank without being bankers. We don't let realtors reel without being realtors. In every calling in life, think of what we ask doctors to go through to become qualified to be medical practitioners or nurses or EMTs. Does this mean that there is no such thing as emergency baptism? Of course, every Christian will step in. Every Christian has a duty to proclaim the gospel, which is always an absolving word. But God has so blessed his church and cared for his church that he sends faithful shepherds into his harvest fields, and we're simply abiding by our Lord's command and relying on his promises that when we pray for workers for the harvest, he provides them. And this is how our church has agreed together to put them into this office in a rightly ordered, proper, public way. So we can be assured that our pastor is our pastor. He is our pastor in Christ. He's the under shepherd of Christ. And we can, with confidence, hear him preach, hold him accountable to be faithful to his promises, to be faithful to the Holy Scriptures and the Lutheran confessions. It's for the good of the church. That's the bottom line.